97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. Before we start talking about trends, I want to express a thought that it's weird that these leaves in the studio are double-sided taped to the actual desk.
Well, Victor, it's October, so
part of
it's
fall
Halloween
is that the
season.
The leaves swirl around. Like, it has to move. That's part
Do
of the experience.
Do not give the people in the back any ideas about creating swirling leaf effects.
That is actually entirely true. We all know what happens with birthdays and the confetti that goes everywhere every single time.
It is hilarious because, like, I'm a Christmas guy, like, personally, but I am clearly alone at the station, and everyone else who works here is
a huge
Halloween person because we put the Halloween decorations up in, like, July.
That is true. I'm a huge Christmas guy. I just have a line, but we've talked about that before, and we have other things to talk about today.
Yes, what's up?
Specifically, hurricane coverage. I mean, it's something that everybody is talking about, of course, us certainly included. But I have a certain aspect of it that I would like to talk about that I've fully fact-checked. You didn't really think that I had to go fact-check this, but I did. There is one specific Florida reporter.
Florida reporter.
And then I said Florida. Florida reporter. Her name is Kyla Gaylor. And she was reporting live on the scene, as weather people do, which I saw a very funny tweet that it is hilarious that the two requirements to be a weather reporter are A, point at a green screen, B, survive a Category 4 hurricane. Yep, that is the two requirements.
That'll do it.
Well, her on-the-scene coverage involved a microphone with a condom over it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I ran across this because there was a public apology posted by her NBC affiliate station of just, hey, we're sorry about this. And her personal response has been very joking and very funny and also true. This is expensive equipment. It has to be waterproofed.
Yeah.
This is an easy, efficient way to do that costs roughly like 75 cents.
And here we go. And like is designed to be effective for this specific purpose, right?
I mean,
yeah.
It is keeping everything safe. Practice safe reporting.
Yes.
So, yeah, I just wanted to highlight that. I don't think an apology was necessary. I think that this is a clever solution to a pretty significant problem. My microphone cannot get wet. But things that I am not quite as supportive of would be McDonald's release of the adult Happy Meal. Not as supportive.
I have not heard of the adult Happy Meal.
I have not bothered myself to go see the actual contents of the adult Happy Meal. I would assume it's probably going to be like a double cheeseburger or a quarter pounder or something rather than like the actual tiny Happy Meal cheeseburger.
Right.
The kicker here is that it's in partnership with some kind of flea market that's not a flea market. It's flea market specifically branded for the kitsch of flea market. It's actually like an upscale company.
Of course.
Each adult Happy Meal will contain one plastic toy with a, quote, classic McDonald's character. So it's not even cool little toys. It's like Ronald and Grimace and the Hamburglar and little plastic statues.
Oh, so you're just cashing in on the nostalgia factor of a bunch of like 40-year-olds who like to go to McDonald's in the 80s and get Happy Meals with little toys and remember the commercials with the Grimace and the Hamburglar and all that. I get that.
I can still go to McDonald's and get a meal. I'm not necessarily nostalgic for the Happy Meal, and if I am...
Like, you're not the target audience,
My personal experience, it would be the Hot Wheels Happy Meals that I feel somewhat nostalgic for. Those, like, recurring yearly things, come on down and get a toy car. Never in my life have I sat down and been like, you know who I miss? Grimace. Like, never. Never has that happened. I'm not a McDonald's character fanboy. Who is?
Well, you're just a curmudgeon, Victor.
I mean,
you come on trends every day, and all you do is robble, robble, robble.
Oh my God! I mean, yeah, as you said, I'm not the target demographic, and I suppose I must be at peace with that.
You can just go to McDonald's and order a regular Happy Meal.
I mean, yeah, nobody's stopping you.
Nobody's stopping you.
You can just get a Happy Meal. You don't have to get an adult Happy Meal.
But if you want a toy,
it still has enough calories.
If you want a toy and a lot of food, that's what the adult Happy Meal is for.
I mean, if you want a toy and a lot of food, you can go to McDonald's and hit the Target next door, right?